This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Round the Boards, updates from Dunedin City Community Boards on ORFM Dunedin's awesome morning show.
Here's our weekly catch-up with Dunedin Community Boards and Otago Peninsula Community Board today, and Paul Pope joins us on the line. Morena, nice to have you with us, Paul.
Morena, Jeff, how are you today?
I'm very good. Well, boards will be starting to get their heads into 2026, no doubt. A little bit of a reflection on the year that's gone, but more particularly on the year ahead. Not been much of a summer, actually. Has that been an issue for the folk on the peninsula?
Well, you know what they say, the rain in Spain falls mainly upon the plain. But I tell you what, I reckon the plain in Spain has got to be really dry because we have had an incredible amount of rain. I can actually tell you how much rain we've had this month. We've had 148 millimetres because I'm a bit of a weather boffin and I have a weather station at home, so I've been measuring it. It hasn't been too good for, we've got a German backpacker staying with us at the moment, Natalie Spicer. She's been stuck inside doing bits and pieces for us, rather than getting out and seeing the wildlife. So that's been a bit sad for her. But, yeah, the weather has been pretty miserable. But it's nice today. It's nice looking at the moment.
Yeah, we'll hope that ahead of us there are a few more summery days and an opportunity for everyone to get out and about and enjoy the beautiful Otago Peninsula, whether they're residents there or whether they're visitors. And, of course, the other thing about our Otago Peninsula is the beautiful harbour. And it is a reminder that our waterways are used by all sorts of vessels for all sorts of reasons. A bit of a review about some of the regulations around that going on at the moment, Paul.
Yeah, coming up with the Regional Council, just some of the regulations around the management of the harbour, and in fact, I think it's across all of Otago. So it's an opportunity for those fishy boaties and recreational users, that sort of thing, to get involved with having a look at that. I think the submissions for that close in early February. You just have to go to the Regional Council website to have a look at that. I've asked our board member, Hugh O'Neill, who's been formerly a boat skipper, to have a look at that. And we'll be having a discussion about that on the 10th of February, which is our first meeting for the year.
I don't know whether you get any reports of any issues out there on the water in terms of boater behaviour. Has that ever come up at a board meeting?
We spent a few years actually actively campaigning with the Regional Council for better management of some of the harbour channels, especially around navigation markers. And I have to say the Regional Council came to the party for that because we do have a lot of recreational boaties and we do have a lot of channels that are not always that clear. So probably in the last few years, the Regional Council have come to the party and marked those out, looking at both the port and starboard markers. You'll see the green and red markers, and those also have lights now, which is pretty impressive.
We actually had the Deputy Harbour Master here on the Awesome Morning Show not long ago, Paul, and he was talking specifically about this review. And so if listeners are more interested in hearing more about that, what the regulations cover, what some of the proposals under the review are, you could take a listen to our Talking Otago segment. You'll find that on ORFM's website, oar.org.nz. Look for Talking Otago. And, yeah, that conversation, I think, was in the last edition. So it's up online. Take a good listen to that. And, yeah, and as we always say, Paul, take your opportunity to give feedback when it's asked.
Yeah, I think it's really important that people do, because there's nothing worse than you come along and realise the regulations have changed or something like that, and you've not had an opportunity or not taken the opportunity to actually have a say. And, you know, there's been a couple of incidents recently. I think there was one where a kayaker decided to set off in terrible conditions to go to Otago, ended up being rescued, that kind of thing. We could do without that for our Coast Guard and also for local people who often are the ones that pitch in and do that kind of work.
Well, it's back to school time, Paul, and that will mean a change of traffic behaviour and a whole lot more. And I know you've, over the last few years, taken a particular interest in transport as it relates to busing for those younger people and others on the peninsula as well. So, yeah, I guess something for motorists to be mindful of as well.
Yeah, like the three schools on the peninsula all go back very shortly, and they'll, you know, everyone's doing the drop off and getting to work and everything else like that. So it's just probably a friendly reminder just to keep your speed down around schools, making sure that, as I say, you stay within those safe limits. Keeping an eye out for kids now that are perhaps cycling and walking to school as well, and just generally just taking a little bit more care around what's going on in our community, but not only that, across the whole city, because, like I say, end of the summer holidays for many kids now and off to school, so hopefully they've had a good break. But also people tend to get a little bit more relaxed around that during the holidays, and we just need them to take that little bit more care than perhaps they have done in the past.
Are there any further issues that require a bit of advocacy around the bus system at the moment, or are you happy with where things have settled there?
We're making progress. There's opportunities, I think, always for the bus service to improve. I know last year with the Regional Council we asked for more afternoon service, because some of the buses, especially at after school, are often full to a point where they're actually oversubscribed, and then you've got waiting times and other things like that. So it's always a good thing to try and keep with the Regional Council. I noticed there was an article in the paper today talking about, from the AA, I think, talking about the positive aspects of public transport, and we have definitely seen improvements in the service. We would love to see the service extend not just to Harrington Point but all the way out to Tauroa Head, so that we could start integrating public transport into some of our wider tourism operations as well. And I know our suggestion for that is not being to put on a full service, but to perhaps trial it over the summer period and see how it goes.
And while we're talking about transport and roading, at this time of the year, you and I usually touch on this. Just be mindful, look out for wildlife too. They've been making all sorts of excursions inland Dunedin.
They're all over the place, and there's been some amazing photos, especially around the Tomahawk area at the moment. But they've been on the road out at Otago, and they're all over the place. So it's something to keep an eye on. Probably just a couple of things with roads at the moment. We have had sort of a continuation by the council of work on trees, and there will be some more work carrying on, I think, from tomorrow onwards around some of the dangerous trees on Putabella Road. Couple of things that have come up too is some sort of repair jobs that are coming up as well, which will make a big difference. But again, it's one of those things, those repairs also mean delays. So just being organised around that and making sure that you give yourself enough time to get to and from work.
Well, the board, including those who have served before and those who are new into their term, will be getting their teeth into 2026, no doubt.
Yeah. Just before we finish, Jeff, there's a couple of things, quickly things. First of all, obviously it was a real shock for the loss of Jules Radich, the Mayor and City Council, and I know from the board's perspective, we certainly send our regards to his family, his wife and children, and the rest of his family. Like I say, it was quite a shock for him to pass away so suddenly. The other thing I wanted to just touch on is a person who passed away just before Christmas, a man named Warren Morris, who lived in Portobello, was born in Portobello, his family from the peninsula for many generations. Warren was actually one of the founder of the Otago Peninsula Museum, and spent basically 40 years of his life building the museum up to what it is now, into a fabulous collection, not only for the peninsula but for the city, and I would say at a national level as well. Very sad to see Warren pass away. He'd been ill for a long time, but I think what he's left as a legacy in terms of the Peninsula Museum is absolutely fantastic. And if people are out and about, come out on a Sunday. That's when the museum's open to the public. Take the opportunity just to see what Warren has actually achieved in about 40 years of hard work.
Yeah, and it's not something we perhaps always turn our mind to when we're visiting some of these wonderful spaces that have been curated in this kind of way. You know, who are the people making it all happen?
Yeah.
Usually in a voluntary basis or on the smell of an oily rag, and documenting important history, and of course very interesting, fascinating histories around Otago and, well, all around the world, of course. Well, Paul, thanks for your time this morning. We look forward to our future conversations. It'll be so interesting to see how 2026 unrolls in all sorts of ways. But our conversations with our local community boards is a great way of staying in touch with things at grassroots level. Thanks for joining us today and all the best.
Kia ora, Jeff. Have a good day. See you soon.
That was Round the Boards, updates from Dunedin City Community Boards on ORFM, Dunedin's awesome morning show. For more information about Dunedin's 6 community boards and contact details, visit the Dunedin City Council website, dunedin.govt.nz, or phone 477 4000.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.